This story is read by Rachel Fallon of Perth Academy. Sapper Daniel Irvin, service number 3147 of the Royal Engineers, previously of the Black Watch Brigade. The name on the schooner Roll of Honour is recorded as Sapper Donald Irvin. However, all other evidence clearly shows his first name to be Daniel. Daniel Irvin was born on the 8th of February 1883. He was the sixth of nine children born to Duncan and Euphemia Irvin, who had married in Perth on the 25th of November 1870. Daniel was born in the officers' quarters at Perth General Prison, Edinburgh Road, where his father was employed as a first-class prison warden. Daniel was educated at Craigie Public School and spent 1 year at Perth Academy. He left school aged 14 and was employed with the General Post Office, first in Perth and later on in Blairgowrie. Initially he worked as a telegraph messenger, but by the age of 17 he had progressed to the position of the postman. Upon passing a competitive examination, he became a sorting clerk telegraphist at the age of 21. At the outbreak of World War I, the Irvin family was living at Rosebank, Abbey Road, Scone. In 1910, Daniel joined the Black Watch Brigade. This was a territorial infantry unit formed in 1908 and assigned to the Coastal Defence of Scotland. They were dissolved in early 1915 and its battalions were posted to other formations. On the 20th of November 1914, after 4 years with the Black Watch Brigade, Daniel transferred to the Royal Engineers, enlisting at Rutherglen, Lanarkshire, and was attached to the 52nd Lowland Division Signal Company. The role of the Royal Engineers was to provide military engineering and technical support to the British Armed Forces. The 52nd Lowland Division was mobilised for full-time war service on the 5th of August 1914 and were initially assigned to the defence of the Scottish coast. On the 5th of April 1915, the division was notified that it would be posted overseas, and on the 7th of May, their destination of Gallipoli was confirmed. The first units landed at Cape Helles, Gallipoli, on the 6th of June 1915. Daniel's medal index card gives the date he entered a theatre of war as 15th of September 1915. While serving in Gallipoli, Daniel contracted dysentery, a bowel disease caused by contaminated water. Victims suffer from persistent, severe and bloody diarrhoea, which is fatal once the body dehydrates. Dysentery was prevalent during the war and particularly affected men in the trenches, as there was no proper sanitation. Soldiers were supplied with water bottles that could be refilled, however, there was not a sufficient supply of clean water for their needs. They often depended on contaminated water collected from shell holes and other sources. Daniel Irvin died as a result of dysentery on the 3rd of November 1915 in No. 15 General Hospital, Alexandra, Egypt. He is buried in Plot C, Grave 13 of the Alexandra, Chapby Military and War Memorial Cemetery, Alexandra, Egypt. As requested by his parents, the inscription on his gravestone reads, "Loved son of Duncan and Euphemia Irvin, native of Perth, Scotland." In a letter to Daniel's parents, his commanding officer wrote, "I would like to say how sorry I am, personally, and I am sure all those who knew him are, to hear the sad news. He was with the second line unit of this company when I was in charge of it, from November 1914 until May 1915. I knew him then and came to value him highly. He was always anxious to get away with the first line company, and I, on one or two occasions, refused to let him go as he was doing such useful work in the second line company." Daniel's younger brother Duncan joined the 20th Battalion, the King's Liverpool Regiment, and was killed in action on the 2nd of August 1917. Daniel was 32 years old. He was awarded the 1915 Star, the Victory Medal, and the British War Medal. We will remember them.